be quite continental.
Hello, this is Mike Coetzee from Light Opera Works, and I've just interrupted a rehearsal for our upcoming concert, Hollywood's Greatest Song Hits, and I have with me three of the singers from that concert. Alicia Burnesh, Alicia, what have you done for us at Light Opera Works?
Well, this will be my eighth show. The first one I did back in 2000, The Great Waltz. And I did a lot of the GNS, mm-hmm. Women of the Guard, Iolanthe, Pirates of Penzance, Bittersweet by Noel Coward, right. And I did Operetta's Greatest Hits, the first one of our second stage.
Next to her is Mary Robin Roth.
My first show at Light Opera Works, I played Dolly in Hello, Dolly. My second show was last year with the Cole Porter Review at the Nichols Concert Hall as well, so this is my third show.
And next to Mary Robin is Sarah Larson.
This is my second show.
We just saw you weeks ago.
Yes, in South Pacific as Nellie Forbush. And then I'm very much looking forward to playing Adelaide in Guys and Dolls.
Ladies, there's so much material that all of you have to master. Every year I see the panic in the eyes of the performers as it begins.
Yep.
Can you tell me a little bit about the process?
It's stressful. Yeah. There's a lot to learn. Lyrics, harmonies, steps, and a lot of music. And this is new. This hasn't been done.
There must be 40 or 50 songs.
When we begin, we're actually learning more than 40 songs. And then we pare it down. And we're learning more material and things get cut. So when you begin, you have this huge notebook of music. And by the end, it's much more reasonable.
And we start from a place of looking to find the best piece for each person with four women that are so different. And so from the very start, I was warned, we might pass the song around and don't take it personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just have to find the right fit.
Yeah, now, Rudy shocked everyone, our artistic director, Rudy Hogan-Miller, who's directing this concert, when he came into the office and said, we're going to do this show with four women. Again, we've never done that before. All-girl cast. What's that like?
It's great. No male drama.
Girl power.
Yeah.
Each of you is a very distinctive type. We've got a lot of variety there within you.
I'm the oldest.
The most seasoned. Yes.
It's really interesting putting four voices together that can be so different, finding a way to blend, and it is kind of magic, like in Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Once we finally got those notes and rhythms down, and we sat back and we were asked to put in a character replace, and we, you know, we're the Andrews sisters.
In the army now, a blown reveille, he's the Boogie Woogie
I especially like the two numbers we do a cappella. That's really a nice sound.
I think the four of us are used to being soloists. Mm-hmm. So to get the chance to really craft a group sound like we're getting to do with these pieces, it's out of my comfort zone, but it feeds me in a way I don't get fed when I sing my solo work. So it's so gratifying when we get that sound that is our group sound and it blends so beautifully. It's thrilling.
Well, looking at the program, seeing that you're singing everything from 1930s classics like Somewhere Over the Rainbow all the way into the big power ballad of
80s.
1990s.
Yeah. 80s and 90s.
There's just a lot of variety of style.
All of us have worked with Rudy before, so he knows our voices. So I think some of the solos he's chosen for us, he had our voices in mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He picked four women that were comfortable doing different genres. He picked people who were game to step outside the box.
Right, and I think for the audience, it's going to be a chance to get that best part of each movie that is their favorite. It all comes back to the movies, sparking that imagination and the memory that they have of when they first saw the movie.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So you're getting that from the 30s to the 80s. There's not many places that you can go to get such a wide variety.
And the great thing is, these are fantastic songs that never get performed because they're not a show.
Right.
So you can't perform the show that this song is from. So you have to find it in a different way. And this is, we're bringing all this music in one place.
Well, I'm sure we'll all have lots of memories brought back by this program. I can't wait to hear it. And I can't thank you enough for being here today. Alicia Burnesh, Mary Robin Roth, and Sarah Larson. Our fourth wonderful singer is Amanda Horvath, who couldn't be here today, but she remains wonderful nonetheless. Hollywood's Greatest Song Hits will run at Nichols Concert Hall in October. We hope to see you there.